Thanks, Ty. Good morning, everybody. I'm Lachlan, if you don't know my name anyway. Welcome to Christchurch Lavender Bay. This week we begin the first in our series on the book of Exodus. It's a massive book. We're going to be going through a number of chapters each week. But before we jumped into Exodus this week, I thought I'd give a little bit of a background as to where God has been working up until the point that Exodus begins. Of course, you'll know that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he created a special relationship with a special people, Adam and Eve. Now, that relationship was so close, in fact, that God walked with Adam and Eve through the garden. Sadly, though, Adam and Eve broke that relationship, but God in his mercy rescued them. Rather than completely saying, that's it, end of it, he said, in fact, I will continue to be your God under these conditions. As we go on through the story in Genesis, and you can flick through this in Genesis if you've got your Bible in front there, we then reach the man Noah, some 9 generations after Adam and Eve. As God looked around in Noah's generation, here's what he said about that generation. The thoughts of human hearts were always evil all the time. That's a pretty damning indictment on humanity, isn't it? Despite the ongoing relationship that God had with Adam and Eve, it seemed that humanity was not reciprocating, wasn't turning back, and he regretted that he had made humanity. But it didn't end there, because he found that one righteous man, Noah. And Noah, along with his family, 7 in all, were saved, were rescued by God's mighty hand in the ark. The story continues on after there, and some 10 generations later, we meet Abram. Abram was a man who was righteous, and indeed God called him, not because of anything special he could do or anything special that he was, save that he was a righteous man. And he gave him promises, 3 promises that God gave to Abraham. Firstly, in Genesis chapter 12, verses 1, 2, and 3, he said, to you, Abram, I will give you a mighty land. You will inherit a land that's your own, a promised land, a special place for you to dwell. I will make you into a great nation. To which his wife Sarah laughed and said, yeah, how are you going to do that, God, because I'm barren. God had plans. And the third promise, of course, was that you would be a blessing to others. God's relationship with his special people through a rescue that he had promised in Abraham. The story continues, then focused upon Abraham's family. Of course, after Abraham came the first legitimate son in Isaac. Now, Isaac wasn't the firstborn, but he was the first legitimate born that God said, your wife Sarah will have a son whose name will be Isaac. Following on from Isaac, we then had Jacob. Now, Jacob also wasn't the firstborn son. He was the secondborn. You remember that there were twins, Jacob and Esau, that were jostling inside their mother's womb. And when they came out, Esau came out first, then Jacob. But Jacob was able to win over Esau's birthright. From there, the story begins to focus down even further from Jacob, then into his 12 sons that were to become the 12 tribes of Israel. As God renamed Jacob, you shall be called Israel. And of course, the youngest of those sons, not the one who seemed to have the birthright as the oldest, but the youngest, Joseph, whom his 11 older brothers were particularly jealous, was sold into slavery. The Midianites came up and they bought Joseph, and he was sold into slavery into Egypt. And what might have seemed like a wicked thing for these brothers to do, and indeed it was, God was using it for his purpose, to carry out his plan of a special relationship with a special people whom he would rescue. The story of Genesis closes with Joseph on his deathbed, having led all of his brothers and his family into Egypt, where they'd escaped the famine that was in the land in which they were in, and they were living in relatively comfortably, albeit foreigners, in this land in Egypt. And so the curtain draws closed, and there is Joseph on his deathbed saying to his brothers, what you meant for evil, God meant for good, to see his plans fulfilled. So the Israelites are in Egypt, and that's where we begin the story of Exodus, and I'll invite John to come up and read portions out of the first 6 chapters that we'll be looking at today. Thank you, John.